Hello, welcome to Four Brummies with Big Tummies. If you like having a tot and chatting shit in the pub, you've come to the right place. We don't want to lose our jobs, so our opinions are entirely our own. They don't represent our employers. You've got Pete, which is me, you've got Chips, you've got Kieran, and you've got Niall. Any questions or suggestions, please find us at abbeysounds@outlook.com and search Abbey Sounds on Facebook and Instagram. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to season 2, episode 1 of the Four Brummies with Big Tummies, and we're actually all in the same room for the first time ever. How's everyone feeling about it?
Feeling good.
Yeah, slight delay there, lads.
I'm pretty buzzing. Yeah, it's nice to be together and not over Skype with the shitty connection and bad editing and all the rest of it.
Well, so to be honest, I preferred over Skype, so...
Well, it's actually the first, and everyone, one person always had like a bad microphone or a bad whole session, so I'm actually excited back in the room and in person.
It's just a shame you can't boot people off.
Yeah. Sorry, Tom.
He beat me to it.
I mean, you can, you'd have to physically remove them though.
Yeah. Good luck. Yeah.
There's a reason we've got big tummies.
First off, it's quite obvious what everyone's drinking. So we've got the Stella, we've got Bex, and then... What you got, Pete?
I got some Brasseries. Gone cheap. Gone Aldi.
Sweet. Yeah. Mine are from Aldi.
Guinness.
20 for £12.
Gotta be, I'm jealous of Alex's Bex. Best bottle on the market.
I'm jealous of Noel's Guinness. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, it does actually. If you do want to sponsor Guinness, we're open to it.
Or Stella, or Bex, or Brasserie.
Yeah. Nah, we're not cheap bastards. Brasserie can fuck off.
I really hope they do come forward with an offer because I'll take
it. We'll sponsor 3 out of 4 of you.
Yeah. That's what I mean. They're our most hopeful sponsor out of all 4. Yeah. You've just dissed them, so...
Well done, Alex.
Dissed? How old are you?
You dissed them.
I'm just really annoyed that sports sponsorship didn't come through. Yeah. It was like fitness fanatics. Okay.
The old con artist.
They basically said they were interested and you were getting a lot of support and stuff, and then they listened to like, what, half an episode and they were like, no.
Yeah, they heard not host
them. Yeah. About what it turned out to be, it was literally they contact loads of people doing any kind of media, say, we'll give you like 20-30% of sales, but all it was a giant con.
Yeah, but I was fine with that. If the listeners get conned, that's their fault.
But I think when I showed them what we were doing, they never replied to me after that. So they're probably like, yeah, maybe we don't want anything to do with them.
It's fair enough, really.
Well, like you said, last time we got together was probably about January. I think a lot happened. This one episode's going to be mainly football focused. If it's football, it's probably better off to switch off now if you're not interested.
Yeah, Chloe will be switching off.
Becky's switching off as well. But so I think first off, we'll do a quick review on how our teams fared at the end of the season. Now, it's all finished bar the Champions League. So we'll do the lowest, Kieran.
Birmingham style, Birmingham as always. City.
How do you think you're fair, mate?
Just real quick, who do you support?
Rotherham, Aston Villa, Ireland, Wales, England.
For someone who's going to be on your team, Alex, or should be on your team, why are you being a prick?
I just want to remind you that I did have a free ticket for you for the cup final last season, and you wouldn't come because you did the night before.
And he was overweight.
Yeah, that's got enough to do.
Would you ever do that? If you were not to do a ticket to the final, would you not?
I had work.
Didn't have work. You had work. You were off that day, but you'd done a night.
I've seen my team at Wembley win a trophy.
You said, quote unquote, I'll be too tired.
And I finished at 6:30 in the morning. And then what was the coach like? Fucking 7.
No, I think I got the train at about 10.
No, bollocks. It wasn't that fucking massive in between. That's a lot of shit, Alex. Why are you trying to do it? Because now we're back first episode. Look at him. What are you trying?
I'm Alex.
Oh, you're such an Alex.
Whereas
Alex.
If Kieran came with a Blues corporate ticket, he'd be all over it. No, I might have been on 2 nights in a row. He'd be straight over.
Mate, don't get it, mate, because I don't sit with peasants.
I was actually having a go at Niall, but yeah.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
If you want to be a terror,
See how sensitive you are about corporate tickets,
mate. See how sensitive you are about your weight. I won't swear, actually.
I'm going to say, you know there is a camera this time, so people can see how fat you are.
Mate, I'm in better shape than you.
I don't know. Yeah, but they've got a more clear view of you. He can, like... hide it with the table.
Yeah, he's wearing
I'm wearing black.
You're wearing a football shirt that was did fit you at some stage.
Peter, and later in the podcast, he's going to break out his Liverpool shirt.
Yeah, they can't see my skin tight.
Your skin tight jeans.
My skin tight jeans
and your black top.
Yeah,
nice. I like it, mate. I respect it, to be fair, more than anything.
Cheers, bro. I knew we were being filmed, so I got a haircut.
Well, Alex, Kieran, go on.
When we first spoke about this, I was very depressed because we were in the Karanka, and it was probably the worst experience I've ever had at Blues. But then the saviour came in, Mr. Lee Bowyer, Carling Cup winner 2011 with Blues, 8 games to go, 5 wins, a draw and 2 losses, comfortable, stayed up. The fucking chairman's gone now. We've got a new chairman in. We're going places, mate. We signed. We've got the new Luka Modric.
Playoffs next year. Fact.
You think Lee Bowyer will be more than like a spark? Do you think he'll offer stability?
I think if we get mid table next year, I'd take it. Have a stable period, and then we grow from there.
The thing is, when you've been offered stability before, when you've had Gary Monk or Chris Hughton.
I don't think this is your part, Peter.
Yeah, but you just sat the manager.
Or Rowe.
Yeah, you just sat the manager.
I think it's Kieran's part, not actually Peter's part.
No, you're allowed to join in. No, you're not.
It's almost like the owners are like, oh, we're pretty stable at the moment. We should rock the boat.
And to be honest, from a Birmingham point of view, I fucking agree with that. It's like, oh, we're climbing the table. We'll sack the gaffer. Let's have a really close relegation battle.
Let's do a quick prediction then. Where are you thinking next season?
I think we'll finish anywhere from 13th to 9th. I think we'll finish solid mid-table.
Right, then we'll do... we'll move on to the Villa. We'll leave the higher up the Premier League table.
Leave the glory fans there.
Yeah. Well, obviously, we finished 11th.
Where did Rotherham finish, actually? When are you going to go?
You know exactly where they fucking finished. To be fair, it was last day of the season... I'm not a Rotherham fan.
Do you remember when Blues beat Rotherham? Harley Dean.
Kieran, I'm not even a massive Rotherham fan.
Why are you biting him?
He said I was defensive.
Shut up, Kieran.
It's just because I like watching.
They're such an entertaining team.
There's a Rotherham game on. It's the first one I put on.
Reminds me of Pep's Barcelona team.
But Villa, we finished 11th. That was a bit disappointing from how we started the season.
Yeah, from the start of the season, I thought you finished off half.
But if you actually, I had a quick one before we looked in at the top 10 above us. I would say all them teams are probably better than us.
Well, what stopped you? The Grealish injury stopped you.
That was 100%. It was the Grealish effect. I mean, he's the reason he creates the most chances in the Premier League, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he falls over.
I don't think you get top four though. I think top.
No,
six,
I think
maybe.
We'll. I think next season we can go for top eight if we keep Grealish. But look, Grealish comes back, he's 2 full games back, and we beat Chelsea and Spurs.
Exactly, I agree with that.
So, but then we lose to Crystal Palace and Burnley, so...
But at the same time with Chelsea, it's a little bit different because they already secured the Champions League final, so the rest of their season was all about...
They need to win to secure the top four.
I know, but what I'm saying is they've also... That mentality might have switched.
They're focusing on that.
Yeah. I don't know, though, because... At the end of the day, if you're a Chelsea and you're a Chelsea team, you want that momentum to carry you in. So you want to finish strong. So you don't want to go in losing your last game. And they'd lost the game before that, hadn't they?
Yeah, they had.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But I think...
Harry Muff.
I think next season, a whole season depends on keeping Grealish. If we can't keep Grealish, we could spiral again to relegation battling constantly. And maybe even go down.
I think he just needs a glimmer of hope to stay. Like, he's looking for reasons to stay at the moment.
He's got
so they just need to
around
give him.
And unfortunately, the Villa owners are very rich, so they're probably going to invest again.
But I personally think everywhere he goes, he doesn't start. Are the teams that are coming in for him?
I think he'd start United.
I don't know, really.
If you look at Rashford, that last game, it was terrible in the Europa League.
But they fucking love him.
And Rashford's so overrated. I'll go on to this.
We'll leave this here. I was going to say, I think all our points about Rashford will come in.
I think there's a few points about the Villa team defence as well that could run into the England team.
Oh,
so we just need to leave that.
But what I'm saying, the teams what he go to in the top four, I personally think he automatically starts. And that's why I think what you're looking, he's looking for any reason to stay at the Villa.
Well, unfortunately, as a Blues fan, and I have every reason to hate Grealish. Unfortunately, I think he's a magic footballer. I think he's top draw. I mean, I think Phil Foden's the English player I'd have above him. But I'd love to see how Grealish would do in that Man City side.
Yeah.
And then I think maybe people would be talking about Grealish over Foden.
I mean, it'd be nice to see them play together, to be honest. But again, come to it later.
Yeah, definitely.
Should we move on to Liverpool?
Yeah, Liverpool. What a fucking last day for you, mate.
What a weird old I feel like we played pretty bad all season. We finished third.
If you can't hear Peter's Scouse accent, it's probably just the audio.
Yeah. Because we had a great start. Obviously, we were top for so long. We had a great first period. The middle period was pretty horrendous. You know, draws to West Brom at home. Those, like, six losses in a row. What was it to Burnley? Who else did we lose to? Brighton, was it?
Yeah, some bad teams.
Yeah, some pretty shocking teams. It's been the best possible result for a bad season because obviously we had so many injuries.
Yeah.
A lot of luck went your way in that final day. It looked like fucking no one wanted it at one point.
No, yeah.
But we deserved a bit of luck. I mean, Van Dijk was... To be fair,
we lost 7-2 with Van Dijk against Villa.
I was going to
say... So you weren't the complete package.
No, talk about luck with Aston Villa. The old VAR fucking hunters.
I think we were faltering ever since the football came back at the end of last season. We'd won the league and everyone was saying, oh, well, they don't really care anymore because they've won the league, so it doesn't matter. But I don't know. I don't think you can change momentum, and that led into the next season. We kind of got lucky at the start, winning a few games, and then once we got the injuries, we just really looked poor, particularly attacking-wise. I mean, people like Sadio Mane, I mean, last season he was looking like a world beater. This season, he's been really poor.
Well, you know what they say? They say form is temporary, like,
class
is permanent. So I just think you had a bit of a lull where a lot of your good best players hit bad form all at the same time, like Trent Alexander-Arnold, Sane, Fabinho.
Mane. Yeah. Firmino had a poor patch as well. So yeah.
Firmino finished off the season strong, though.
And so did Trent. Trent finished off the season. But Salah, full credit to him, because he has remained consistent all season. So.
Yeah, he's a lethal finisher.
Don't get how he does it again. Yeah, and he never gets in team of the season. Yeah,
people call him selfish. If you score goals, you want a selfish striker.
Look, Ronaldo's selfish.
Yeah, exactly.
Best player ever.
Like, Salah's been... He won't get talked about as a Premier League great, I don't think. Yet.
Oh, I think he should do.
I think he should.
I don't think he should.
I think he should, but I don't think he will. But if he scores another 20, 30 goals next year, he's been probably one of the most consistent players over five seasons.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he should as well. Look, this is a bit off topic, but I was thinking about this the other day. Who do you think had a bigger impact for Liverpool? We've got Torres or Suarez?
Suarez.
Torres.
I would say Suarez. I think he was just a better player than Torres.
Torres was an out-and-out pacey finisher. Suarez was just a world-class player. And all
his goal-scoring ability was just unbelievable.
Torres, they kind of got him back into that mentality where
they could win again.
Yeah, they could win again, and I think that pushed Liverpool.
I think we had a better team.
Yeah, but I think Suarez carried Liverpool to the next level. Yeah. They finished second, but I think Torres had a better team, as Pete was going to say, with Mascherano, Alonso, Gerrard.
You won't know this, Pete.
100%. And we had a better defence with, like, Carragher and people. And
Jamie.
I mean, our defensive record when we had Suarez, we were absolutely conceding goals for fun.
Yeah, but because Sturridge and
Sturridge, to be fair,
SAS as well. Sterling to a degree.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's the Sterling whole how the team's set up. That's why if you go more attacking, if you've got that SAS, you're going to concede more. It's why City used to concede a lot of goals.
Yeah, I agree. But you tend to find that unbalanced teams don't win the league, and we didn't in the end. But
yeah, that's why Birmingham don't win the league.
Back to this season, I think moving forward, it's been a great result to get Champions League because we can now attract players. And we need to sign a few players, really.
I think you need... Well, actually, should we say... Because I think Birmingham need probably a ball-playing centre midfielder. I think we need another striker. What do you think Villa need?
For me, I just need... I hate relying on El Ghazi. I feel like we need someone on that right wing.
Yeah, but just quickly with that, I think El Ghazi...
I think El Ghazi is class.
But he stepped up this season.
He scored 10 Premier League goals.
He stepped up when Grealish got injured.
In about 20 starts.
And all the back end of the season as well.
I agree with that. But he's too inconsistent.
I agree with that.
He scored a few penalties, though, didn't he?
He scored more goals than Sterling.
Sterling's had an absolutely terrible season.
I don't think he has played more minutes because you've got to remember when Grealish was fit, it was Trezeguet.
Hasn't he got a few penalties as well, though?
He's still got to put him away.
Two or three.
Villa
Like I said,
out of 10 goals, though, that's nearly half.
Actually, I'm not defending Villa, fuck them.
I just think we need
out of 10 goals, it's nearly half. That's 20% then, mate.
No, but if he did get three, then, you know.
He's got the same amount of goals as Sterling, and Sterling's played 31 games.
And by the way, this is a big moment for the podcast. Alex is actually referring to his
notes. Look at this. This is crazy.
The old stoner.
So, you know, people slag El Ghazi, but look, every winger, right, is inconsistent, in my opinion, unless you're a
absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, but no, also, it is.
Salah's
ridiculous.
A winger, in effect.
No, but what I'm going to say, my main point
apart
is
from the good ones.
Unless you're like unless you're a real elite player, like, you come in and out, like a. Like, unless you're like a really elite player, a lot of wingers, like, can get lost in games.
Yeah, no, that is right. That
but
is
you're
right.
Comparing him to Sterling, who's had probably his worst season under Pep by far.
He's still got double figure goals.
So as El Ghazi hit his peak at Sterling's worst, I don't think El Ghazi can go higher than what he has in this season.
Why not? He's consistently got better every season.
I think we just need someone.
How old is he now? Like mid 20s.
Matt, I think.
I don't know. I want to say. I think I'm about 24. Yeah,
apparently, he's a paedophile as well. I saw that in the paper.
Oh, shut up!
It was in the Blues.
All Zulus are nonces.
Say that to one-eyed Baz.
Oh, okay, because you know him personally. Yeah, he's a corporate.
He's 26.
Sits next to me in hospitality.
26. Yeah.
There's one-eyed Baz sitting in corporate, does he?
That's actually Pat.
But
sorry, one-eyed Baz.
And as we're on the subject, Alex, who do you think that we need then for Villa?
I think. Key is we keep Grealish. It's not about signing people, it's about keeping Grealish for
that one. Wasn't the question, though.
Yeah. I think we need... not to put you in the corner. Our midfield looks a bit unbalanced. I think we need...
Barkley's going.
We need a number 10. I think...
Would you not sign a winger and put Grealish at 10? Or?
No, I like... The thing with Grealish is...
I like him roaming, just doing
really
what he wants.
Position. We put him on the left. If you put him on the left, he can find pockets of space where he wants. If you have a really good number 10 with Grealish, you can really link up with players.
I agree with that.
I thought Barkley when he came and started this season.
He was unlucky he got injured, didn't he?
Yeah, when Villa was on fire, before he got injured, them two looked that. That
I
was going to be
I think
Villa's
controversially,
future.
I actually think you could have challenged top four if Barkley had kept up that four.
I think that's incredibly controversial. He's
literally like world class in moments. Barkley, he's world class in moments.
I don't think he's world class in moments. I think he's very good in moments.
Nah, he hasn't got the mentality for it, man. Did you not
that's
see
what I'm saying? Yeah, but that's what I'm saying in moments.
Being pissed. Anyway, real quick to bring it back to El Ghazi and Sterling. Right, El Ghazi has played 28 games this season and has scored 10 goals, and I think he started. Probably about 20 of those games.
And that's a good record for a shit side.
Where Sterling has scored 10 goals and had 31 appearances.
I don't want to.
I'd be slagging
El
Ghazi off.
But what I'm saying is you're comparing him to.
Ain't nobody.
Like Dan Crowley.
You're comparing him to a player who's had a terrible season. I don't think.
I agree with that. Like last season, Sterling got 20 odd goals.
Yeah, maybe for him, but a terrible season. He still won the Premier
League and the Champions League.
Let's compare El Ghazi's worst season with Sterling's worst season.
Look at the players Sterling is around as well. No one's saying...
I don't want to defend Villa, but he's not saying El Ghazi's better than Sterling.
I'm not, no.
I'm not either, but I'm just saying I think that's the...
No, I was just playing devil's advocate.
No, I just think it's the wrong comparison to do against someone who's had their worst season in 4 or 5 years.
A good player and a paedophile.
Shut up, Kieran. You're such a corporate wanker. Shut up.
Hospitality.
Anyway, should we move on?
Pete, what do you think you need, Pete? I personally think you need to replace Firmino. I think that's the...
I agree with that. I was going to say we need a world-class striker,
to be honest.
But Firmino finished the season
strongly. Who holds the centre.
Do you think you could get Haaland?
No.
Haaland would be perfect.
I think Harry Kane would be perfect for Liverpool.
He won't go there.
I think he would.
Yeah, well, I think he'd got go there. A chance of signing Haaland as Harry Kane, in fairness.
Yeah, I think he got more of a chance.
But we never seem to be in for these players. It's always like
Klopp doesn't like spending a lot of money.
But yeah, we need cover at centre back. I think we need kind of cover all over the pitch, really.
You signed that Konate from Leipzig, aren't you?
No, they've signed him.
$36 million.
I think it's basically workers, fucking contract, whatever.
Don't swear now.
But we need to go big in the transfer window because I don't think we've done it for a few years.
You've got Milner, who's still a big part. He's obviously getting on.
You need a replacement for Wijnaldum. I think you should sign Tielemans.
I can't believe you've let him go on a free as well. There's loads of people.
Well, they didn't let him go. Obviously, they wanted him to sign a contract.
Yeah, but it's just, like, how do you let... I don't understand clubs who let players run down contracts that much, because that's their asset.
Yeah, but I think one of them will go to Barcelona.
Unless they can change their mind, though, I suppose. And agents and all
but he's came out and said he can't tell the true story yet, but he will. He wants the Liverpool fans to know exactly what went on. So, to me, that something's happened either with upper management or Klopp.
Yeah, there's a bit of sourness there, obviously.
Sounds like an Oprah interview, that does.
But that's what he's come out and said.
We've got Prince Harry here.
Tell us what happened.
The Queen is a bitch. Sorry, no.
There's no need for that. God save the Queen, mate. God save the Queen.
You're Irish?
Shut up, you idiot.
Listen. Oh, I love the Queen.
Well, We'll move on because this will just get.
We need to move on to England. How long have we done now?
I think we should just quickly mention Champions League, which is tomorrow night. Prediction: Chelsea versus City.
Man City, 3-0 in the final.
Do you think they're going to smash them that bad?
Yeah, so I think when Chelsea beat Man City haven't played their best team, but Man City's best team. And I think you saw at the back end of the Premier League, Chelsea aren't much cop. Werner doesn't score goals. I think they could become a good team next year, but I think this is Pep's year. I think they'll smash it.
Don't want Pep to win it.
I do.
Really don't want
him to win. I used to hate Pep, but in his interviews, I think he's brilliant.
I don't want to see a new team win the Champions League.
That's my thing as well. But look, on the
from 1980. You were at the game in 1982, weren't you?
Yeah, good one.
That ground must have been so. Every Villa fan in 1982 was at that game, apparently.
Oh, fucking boring. You're a fucking United fan anyway.
Noel couldn't make it because he was on the night shift.
Up top pick. Okay. Before you took my hand, I was going to take it away.
Oh no, the audience can see that.
I know, I was blocking it there for you, Matt. I think on the day it's anyone's, obviously, but I do think City will do it.
Scoreline.
I was going to say this will come out by the time it's finished. So you'll know who's right.
Yeah, and then, by the way, whoever gets this result right. Five is in. Whoever gets the result right.
Stop trying to gamble, Kieran.
It's because all the apps are blocked. All the apps are blocked on his phone. He has to be in real life.
If you're scared of the bet, boys.
The second time he's trying to make a bet with me.
Five is in. Are you all that tight?
Stop. That isn't going to work.
I'll let the audience decide.
That isn't going to work.
The millions of listeners just decide.
When the fun stops, stop.
It's still fun.
3-1. City, but I am going to bet on Chelsea to win on penalties as well, because I have that bet in the 2012 Champions League final when they won on penalties.
Yeah, and you haven't blocked yourself because you're not a raving.
I'm not an addict. Yeah. So
it's just me that's a raving fucking gambler.
I think City's got to be City. If you're going to put money on it, you'd put it on City. But I just think Chelsea I think they'll just do it. I think they'll nick it. I really do think they'll nick it.
I thought that until the FA Cup final. Although, what a goal by Tielemans, by the way. That's got to be one of the, if not the best goal in FA Cup final. It's got to be up there.
True. I think if they won that, the momentum would have been...
Side note, though, I think Tielemans could replace Wijnaldum at Liverpool.
Yeah, it's a good shout. He's played really well this last season. I think City, for me, I think it's going to be a bit tighter. I think 2-1. I think Chelsea will score first and then City will have a second half.
It's all about who gets the first goal, isn't it, I think, but...
Not for me, because I think City.
That's very true. Me, Niall and Alex, anyway, the people that know football.
I do think the first goal is crucial in finals. He's going to bring up fucking Istanbul. But I do, especially if it's so close, I think the first goal really does matter.
To be fair, in the biggest cup final of recent years, when Zigic scored against Arsenal and we won the cup, we still came back, didn't we? Up the Blues.
God, were you there or were you a Man United fan?
I was there.
No, he was actually a United fan at that time.
Yeah, was he?
Sure.
I bet he was. I bet you were a United fan.
I've actually seen my club win a trophy at Wembley.
He was definitely a United fan when we were 16, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And this listeners, is desperation.
I think that pretty much covers it. So I think we've all got City, haven't we?
Yeah,
really. Well, yeah.
Five is in.
Let's make it a tenner. Let's make it a tenner.
Hundreds in.
I just miss it.
Feed me.
So we'll move on. We'll move on to England. But just on a side note, if Nordic Spirit, if you want to sponsor us, we'll be very happy. Nordic Spirit, the new. Healthier way to take nicotine.
It's just a great way. This and vaping. Don't know what the brand is.
Or just smoke like real men.
Yeah, I have got a pack of bags in my pocket.
Shall we have a fag break?
Yeah, let's have a fag break.
You can edit. You can finish the bit where we intro it and talk about football. And
oh, you have to edit this bit now.
You can't have fag break.
No, I'm going to leave this in.
But then you can reset it and we'll go into the Euros.
Yeah, I need a piss as well.
Yeah, I want to get a beer.
Fuck yeah. Right, we'll take an ad break. Hopefully this will be where Nordic Spirits advert comes in.
Oh, sorry, Nordic Spirits is on the phone. We have to go.
Yeah, we have six loyal fucking listeners.
Yeah. See you, Mom.
Right, we'll
see you, Big Bren.
We'll be back in a bit. And we're back. Had a little bit of disaster in the break there. I started trailing blood all around my house.
No, I found his period, didn't I?
Yeah. I did actually think it was period blood when I was going up the stairs to the toilet.
I know. I came down and Pete was like, oh, I did see that, but I just thought it was Becky.
She's just strolling around the house. I thought she was caught short.
I thought it was really bitchy this month.
So, yeah, that was a bit of disaster, but everyone's refreshed. Everyone's had a smoke. Everyone's got some more beer. So, perfect time. Let's move on to...
The main topic. Autism.
Oh, yeah. Speech impediment autism, isn't it?
Spell autism again.
No, it's autistic.
Yeah, it's autistic.
There was an H in there somewhere, wasn't there?
Fucking Mongol.
H for happy.
What was it? A-U-T-H-I or something you spelled it.
And that's just go at the alphabet. No, I was looking at me not very happy.
Yeah, because you're a little prick.
At least you called me little.
What were you saying about the England team?
Yeah, crack on, soldier.
No, crack on. I am fucking playing.
Oh, Niall, our fearless host. Our host, carry on.
But, right, anyway, go back to... I might just get rid of all that. Just but
now, I think we need... No,
England Euro squad, it's been announced. What is it? The 33-man squad.
What is the main squad? Like, how many players get cut?
26, is it?
It's 26, isn't it?
Okay.
Like, absolutely terrible for me. I have all the stuff on my phone. Bear with me. Carry on.
I hate when people don't make notes. Like me, Alex, Peter, we carry this podcast.
No, he really needs to put some effort in.
There's really three Brummies. There's a very big tummy that's just left the room.
There is.
And we're still recording.
I think, I was going to set ground rules, but I suppose it's just whoever's in there. Because Maguire and Henderson were 50-50, but they are in the provisional squad, aren't
they? Yeah, but they're the only two, so we can do the same with them and without them. Like, it won't be too difficult.
Yeah, me and Alex said earlier, I think the best way to do it is assume everyone's fit
from the 33.
So should we do like one position each, and then like so instead of saying the whole 11, we'll go goalkeeper.
Are we going to try and agree on a position or just do
we'll do all our own and then we'll agree on it after?
Well, we'll do the squad first. What's been announced?
We can just do majority roles.
Yeah, fair.
Okay, so the goalkeepers are Dean Henderson, Sam Johnson, Jordan Pickford, Aaron Ramsdale. I think we know
Ramsdale's got to go.
Yeah, Ramsdale's gone.
Yeah.
I think Pope injured.
Pope's injured.
Shame.
That's why Johnston came in.
I would have picked him.
He did say he should be fit for the time of it, but obviously...
He can't take risks at that point.
Because Ramsdale is Sheffield United.
Yeah.
He's going to be one of the reasons.
He's dog shit, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, Henderson last season
got
them through a lot more games, and he's... Yeah.
Johnston, West Brom.
No, I actually think he's a good goalkeeper.
Decent keeper, but yeah.
There's not that many great English keepers, to be honest.
I think it's a shame you have... You kind of have to take three keepers.
Yeah, is that a rule? I think that's a rule, isn't it?
I don't think it's a rule.
No, I think it's a Euro rule. In Football Manager, you have to take three keepers in the squad.
Yeah, that probably is right then.
Yeah, I just always thought, like, realistically.
Yeah, I always thought you can drop one
keeper.
How many times do two keepers get injured? Yeah,
that would be insane. But that might make sense why they always still take three keepers.
You know what, I might back it.
Back it. So I think we can all agree it's between Henderson or Pickford.
Yeah.
So
yeah, crack on with the squad though. Let's not get delayed on that.
Okay. Defence, they've got Trent, Ben Chilwell, Connor Cody, Ben Godfrey, Reece James, Harry Maguire, Tyrone Mings, Luke Shaw, John Stones, Kieran Trippier, Kyle Walker and Ben White.
Ben White's got to go.
I honestly think Tyrone Mings should go. I think not just be anti-Villa, So I think Ezri Konz is a better defender than him.
Yeah, we said this.
The thing with Mings is he's a left footer.
Yeah, if he was right footed, he would be nowhere near this England squad. But I think that's overplayed.
Being left footed gets you in a squad.
You don't need a left footer.
I don't feel like it does.
It's just like popular football now. People playing out from the back. Like they think you need to spray it. Like Tyrone Mings ain't a footballer. He's not like a ball playing player.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think Ben White's got to go. I don't think Godfrey should be in there.
Yeah, but again, it just shows
they haven't earned any caps, so this might be his chance.
But again, it shows
33 people.
It shows how weak our backline is, because obviously we've got Stones and Maguire who are strong.
I don't think it shows how weak our backline is.
Take out Stones and Maguire.
Yeah, but I just think he's announced these people because he's got 33.
Yeah,
people.
But the thing is, we're probably going to have to lose a right back. Aren't we?
Yeah. We weren't going to cut in anyone yet. We'll speak about that.
No, because this is just a squad. We could probably go into that.
Would you want to just do our starting team?
Let's name the squad and then.
Let's go for the squad.
We might as well.
Yeah, just rattle them out, the midfielders and the forwards, and then we'll crack on.
Yeah.
Right, I'm on my back.
Fuck off.
So then, starting midfield, we've got Bellingham, Henderson, Lingard, Mason Mount, Calvin Phillips, Declan Rice, James Ward-Prowse, where am I? And that's it. That's what he's classed as midfield.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah, and then crack on forwards.
Forwards, he's got Calvin Lewin, Phil Foden, Jack Grealish, Greenwood, Kane, Rashford, Saka, Sancho, Sterling and Watkins. He's so pathetic.
You can tell Kieran's had like 4 points before he got here compared to the rest of us.
I'm charged, mate.
I think
such a fake laugh.
To be fair, with the midfield, I don't think I'll get rid of anyone. What they're classing as midfield, I don't think I'll get rid of anyone.
I was just thinking that myself.
Let's
actually
go into teams. No, you go first, goalkeeper.
We're going straight into the team.
Yeah.
Because everyone knows the goalkeeper. Everyone's got Google, do you know what I mean?
That was pointless.
I'll personally think Pickford.
Yeah. Go on, Pick.
I would also go for Pickford. So, he hasn't really let us down for England, and I just think he's got a touch more experience. Henderson hasn't impressed me as much in a United shirt, which leads me to believe that he's not as much of a big game player, maybe. As Pickford,
but not great choices.
I would have gone for Nick Pope, and I think a lot of us.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a good point. What goes into a thing? A website called Who Scored Leagues Rating. They get all the stats for the season, and they've actually done the starting 11 based on stats this season. What it would be, they would have Nick Pope as goalkeeper. Okay. So I think as we go through our teams, what they suggest if everyone's fit and picked. Who technically the best England 11 should be?
So we've both gone Pickford.
I've gone Henderson.
I'd go for Pickford as well because, like you say, Pete, he's never let England down.
It's just not a mistake.
And the way England play, Pickford's a lot better with his feet, and England are going to want to play out from the back. So
I think if he went Henderson, I wouldn't be screaming.
I think Henderson's the better goalkeeper.
They're not great choices.
I think Henderson's the better goalkeeper, but the way Southgate wants to play.
You don't want another Rob Green or another Scott Carson.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Clang, and Pickford has. He's made a good few.
But I think in the World Cup, I think he played out his skin, to be honest. So I think for England, I don't think he's ever let us down.
I feel like he's had a better back end to the season as well.
For Everton, he makes mistakes, but I can't really remember when Pickford's made a mistake for England, really.
And I can't really remember his last mistake for Everton. Yeah, he's made so many in the first 3 months that it was horrendous, I agree. But
should we move on?
Centre-backs, because I think we could...
If everyone's fit.
Yeah, and me, Maguire, Stones, surely.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Are we playing four? Because I think Southgate might play five.
Gareth,
if you're listening, fuck off.
I don't care if you got us to the semi-finals of the last World
Cup. You dirty Villa wanker.
Play four at the back.
Mine's slightly different.
Okay.
Mings Cody.
Are you just trying to be different?
I'm Alex.
That's Alex.
Stone Maguire.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's agreed on that.
I think slightly easier is... Oh, actually, I'll do what they should be. Again, they've got John Stones in it.
Yeah.
And then they've got me for Burnley.
Oh, you?
And surprise!
Surprise inclusion. First cap.
Non-league player.
Niall Flabby.
I really like the Burnley centre halves though.
Yeah, Tarkowski and me.
Great partnership. That's
statistically what it should be.
Yeah.
He's stones.
He's been a bit of a beast in the centre in the Premier League. To be fair, to me.
Yeah, yeah, he's such a good one-on-one defender. Yeah. But
so and then
third would be Maguire.
Yeah. So we're reverse at this time. I'll go first on the right backs.
You're going right first. You want to go left?
I don't mind. It's easy for you, mate.
I think left's probably the easier.
Oh, for me, Luke Shaw every day of the week.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Yeah, I think it's got to be Luke Shaw.
Although in terms of the squad, I think one player's been unlucky. I know Ben Chilwell was a regular England international, but Aaron Cresswell has had the season of his life. He's got loads of assists to West Ham. I think he's been massively unlucky to miss out on the squad.
Good player. But yeah, I think Luke Shaw.
Undisputed.
Best. He's had such a great season.
I like how he's bounced back as well, because he had all the haters at Man United, and he's absolutely smashed it.
Injury as well, massive leg break. And he's
but I think not just England. I think he's the best left back in the Premier League.
I'd say this season.
I think Robertson's good, but Shaw's been on a much better form this season.
That's what we said earlier.
I know, but Shaw had great scenes at Southampton. Yeah. Next season will be the decider on that.
I hope Robertson destroys us down the left wing.
old Scottish Pete.
I'd have Shaw.
Yeah, I think we're all agreed on Shaw.
Yeah, they agree. Stats-wise, they agree also.
Who's it saying on the old internet for left back, Noel?
It's Shaw. They agree with Shaw. Next season,
we've got one right.
James Justin,
he was a great player.
Yeah, he was a Leicester player.
Is it Leicester's left back?
If you knew about football, you'd know.
Yeah. I'd have Gary Neville.
He did like that.
Yeah. Before the recording, I was just like, Gary Neville, Sol Campbell.
It's a load of bollocks, and you know it.
H. Kane,
who? right back then.
You going first, big man?
Well, he's not in the squad. Wait, Wan-Bissaka. Can we just he's not been called?
I agree. He should be in the squad. He wouldn't be my starting right back, but I think he should be in the squad.
I just think he's the best defender out of the lot. So I would have put him, but he's not there, so it doesn't really matter. I'd go Trippier because he's won it in La Liga, and I think set pieces also.
I think this will be the position where we disagree the most, because it's a shit position to have the amount of depth we have. We've
it's
got so much depth at right back.
We've got quite a lot of depth at left back now as well.
Yeah, but a right back we've got. I reckon we've got three world class right backs. Mm.
Yeah, we've got Trippier, Walker, Trent.
Even Reece James as well.
Reece,
and Trippier.
Reece James in this squad. Yeah,
I would probably just go Trent, but only I don't know. I would switch up depending on who we're playing. Yeah. I know a lot of people have said this, but I feel like if we're playing.
I think me and Bagnall are going to have the same choice.
If we're playing a stronger team, so like France or whoever, I feel like we should play, Walker, possibly even Reece James, they're better defensively. But I feel like if we're playing a team that we've got to break down, I think Trent, and I think Trent is one of your first substitutions as well. Because as well as having a substitute who you need to score a goal, you need someone to assist.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
And the other thing is, for Liverpool, when he crosses it into like Salah or Mane, they can't really get their head on it. But if he's crossing it into a Maguire from a set piece or a Harry Kane, they're much more likely to. Right. So that's what I'll say.
What were you saying, Bagnall?
I'm having Walker.
Exactly. I knew you'd back me. Walker is, even if he's weak defensively, his pace will bail him out of trouble every single time.
He's also got a lot of experience. Yeah.
And he's fantastic going forward.
You know, he's won the league. He's winning the. He might win the championship.
Yeah, everyone says like Wan-Bissaka or Trent, but I think Kyle Walker's perfectly in the middle. He's got more pace than both of them.
Yeah. But it seems you could argue for every case. I think Noel's got a point. I mean, Atletico, they did win the league.
Yeah.
They did play right back. But we haven't watched many minutes of their Spanish football, so.
But he's slow.
But I think set pieces, he adds a lot. But the only one I wouldn't. I'd have all of them, to be fair. The only person I'd kick off would be if Reece James had a look.
Yeah. Any of those right backs, they wouldn't disgrace England. Yeah. Like,
I wouldn't be like, what's he doing? I wish we had
that amount of options at centre back or centre midfield.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's going to kick off if he picks one of them three. I think everyone would be.
I don't hate that defence though.
So what? Should we break down the agreed back line then?
So Shaw, Stones, Maguire.
So Shaw, Stones, Maguire. So we've got a vote on the right.
Yeah, because I think because Pickford, I said I'd just start Pickford. Trent, yeah, but then I play Walker some of the games. I would have to go Walker.
So it's
with you because you are both Walker, so you're gonna have to.
So it's Trent
or
so the combined lineup at the moment is Pickford, Shaw, Stones, Maguire, and Walker. I assume we're playing 4-3-3, yeah?
We are, yeah. Fuck Gareth.
Yeah. And again, if you're listening, Gareth, if you don't pick any of us.
No, don't be.
Although Niall Abbey is playing centre half.
but I would prefer. Well, I don't know about the 4-3-3. I think 4-2-3-1.
We can all play our own way.
4-2-3-1.
I think you get more of the players. Okay. I think you get more of the players on the pitch.
No, to be fair, I can agree with that.
That's what I've
Let's
got
do
down,
it.
Yeah.
We'll do it.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do what Noah wants,
so
obviously.
Two centre the two centre mids.
Well, hold it. Well, in mine, it's a two. So I've got two.
Same as mate. And everyone's fit at this stage.
Holding. No, so I've got like the 4-2.
Yeah.
I need to pick three, one. Here now we're
so mine, four. Mine, it's Declan Rice and Henderson.
Just to ease time, I agree with that. But if Henderson isn't fit, I'd probably drop Mount back just because he's got work rate and he could do it. But
I agree with Rice. Rice is
I think Rice is a Rolls Royce of football.
Personally, I'd take the punt on Rice and Bellingham.
I think Bellingham
proved it in the Champions League.
And he proved it in the best academy.
All I'm going to say about Rice is he's played in that West Ham side and they're very counter-attacking. And they, you know, they defend a lot, and he's got Souček in beside him, who's a world class player as well, in my view. So you know, he's got
in the Premier League. World class is a bit of a big tag.
Also, well, you'd hope Henderson is. Henderson's a world class player.
He's got more of a tag than Souček.
We're not going to play in that counter attacking way that West Ham play.
But I think Rice is.
So he looks better than.
I think Rice is England by a country mile best deep midfielder. This is in a time where England's midfield is not as good as it used to be. Because the players that didn't used to get an England's team would. Imagine Pete.
I'd play Pete, shut the fuck up. No. I'd play Henderson Bellingham.
Nah. But imagine if we had Gareth Barry or Michael Carrick. Now they'd walk into the team, wouldn't they?
I think Carrick should have started in that team.
Yeah, I agree. As I mentioned in the podcast on season one.
I just don't think you can play them two together. If you want to pick Henderson, I wouldn't mind Henderson there. I pick Rice, but I don't think you can play Henderson and Rice together.
I think
it's too defensive.
Because what you can do is if you play Mount further Gerard forward, he can drop back as well.
Yeah.
If they need help.
Yeah, but Henderson's the kind of player that can burst upfield. I was the one person that thought, oh, Henderson's shit. And then he became a new player.
I think a lot of people thought that, to be fair. Yeah. It wasn't just you, because he was a bit shit.
He was, 100%. But to be fair, he worked his bollocks off, and he's become a proper player now.
Yeah. What did you pick, Pete? I think you just commented on everyone.
I picked Henderson and Bellingham. I just think...
No Rice, madness.
So we've got two Bellingham.
We mean out to the
three Henderson. So we'll put Henderson in.
Yeah.
But it's the who partners Henderson.
Yeah, but we've got two Rices.
I know.
Well.
I agree. Bellingham's
got
a gamble.
Three Rices, because I've got Rice. So it'll be Henderson.
Henderson and Rice. I just think Bellingham. He's had a great season. He's only 17. What are you laughing at?
I've got three Rices. Need to know.
And the first time Pete heard about Rice was from Blah. It's a bad joke.
It was
beep that out.
No one's
going to go. I thought I'd get a cheap laugh of Alex, to be honest.
But I would have picked Bellingham just because he's had a great season. He doesn't look like a 17-year-old when you see him play.
Yeah, I agree.
And he's played in big games as well. Yeah. Where was Rice in the Champions League quarterfinal? I didn't see him. Just saying. But obviously, we got to go majority rules.
Yeah, okay. I personally agree. He can do it in the Champions League, and he looks so comfortable. In the
you talk about a Rolls Royce of a player. Bellingham is the Rolls Royce.
Only person that can speak up it genuinely. I know it's championship level, but you know when you see a player that's miles and miles above the standard they're playing, and he was 16 at this point, and he was just literally fucking flip flapping through people's legs. Yeah.
It was like Kieran at Keswick.
Exactly, my man. Exactly.
This is his tournament.
But he was also putting his leg. He was grafting. He was putting his leg in for challenges
well,
and.
Yeah.
Like the goal against Man City as well.
He's going to be so good.
That should have been a goal.
Yeah, but
and the goal
isn't it second leg as well? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But that I wouldn't disagree. Like Alex,
I wouldn't be upset with Bellingham starting.
But no, at the same time, he's still 17. Yeah. So if he misses out, he's still got so much time to come back.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
I mean, so it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, he's probably got another four tournaments in him at least.
So yeah,
just if he stays healthy.
Yeah, 100%.
We're going to go Rice and Henderson. Yeah. We should move.
Are we going to say our
left
three?
Left side, should we say?
For me, it was going to be Rashford in the Europa League.
The stats for the two centre mids are Mount and Ward-Prowse.
Oh, they're both in the squad.
You should forward this to Southgate.
You should.
Gareth, can I just tell you
this? Gareth, have you been on this? Have you been on this website, mate?
It's called.
To be fair,
whose goal?
It's called a four Brummies with big tummies.
Who scored actually?
Can we actually just sub Ward-Prowse on when there's a free kick or if it's close to a penalty
shootout?
He's so good.
Best penalty shootout.
I tell you what, he's the best free kick taker in the world.
He's got the best whip since David Beckham. The whip on the ball he gets.
I agree.
Yeah, and Trent as well. But
Liverpool.
Okay, so yeah, I think we should go left side, on the left
for me. It was going to be Rashford.
That
shit show in the Europa League final, and I think Rashford off the bench is a great option. But for me, not again. But I think I'd go Jack Grealish off the left. No, actually, no. I'd go Phil Foden off the left.
Yeah, no. I think it was Rashford for me, but now it's got to be Grealish to be on that left side. I think Sterling, he's always been third choice because of the season he's had. It was Rashford, but then after that performance, I just think he's not into football.
But
I think
Southgate will start Sterling, but I'm not saying I want to, but in my head, I want to put Grealish and Foden in the team. But I want pace as well. So for me, it's Foden on the left hand side all day.
Look, for me, on the left hand side, it's Grealish. If you play Grealish, you're worried about pace. He doesn't rely on pace. And I think we've got Shaw, who will be up that left hand side, who can overlap.
It's international level, it's a different gravy, isn't it?
I know, but. God, international. Some of the teams we're playing, I know, going to be no better than some average Premier League.
The thing is, if we're going to play, you know, like Grealish and Foden and possibly Mount. They can, yeah, but the good thing about them is they can switch position quite easily.
True, yeah.
They can all play.
I don't think we can have a team across the front three where we play Grealish and Foden.
Stats-wise, right.
I think they're both brilliant
stats-wise, Rashford's got 11 goals, 9 assists. Sterling's got 10 goals,
well, that's
7
interesting because everyone slags off Rashford. That's a decent season.
He has had a good return in goals.
Snelly's got
Zalgazi. That's what we're talking about.
Has he got a cap? Can we pick him for England?
Grealish, that was in 33 games. Grealish has 6 goals, 10 assists in 24 games.
I know he got injured, but that's the only thing with Grealish. I think he should score more goals.
Yeah, but he's played 9 less games.
Yeah, no, but true. But and on the average of how many he scored, I think for how good. And I hate Villa. But I think has a good opinion.
Can you not imagine Grealish and I just link it up with Cam?
And I personally think use Grealish as a weapon to unlock defences.
Yeah.
The issue is,
no, I agree with that. I think Foden's a better player.
I was listening to Kane's interview with Gary Neville. I don't know if you've seen it.
I saw it on the golf.
I watched like the whole thing, and he was talking about, and it's true, how Kane has done that thing where he's dropped into a deep position, then he finds like Moura or Son or Bale.
Yeah, and that's why I want the pace in the team.
It's so hard. I actually don't know anymore. Yeah. It's such a hard team to pick.
I think it comes down to who we're playing.
Well, I think goalkeeper, midfield, and defence were easy, but this is where England have got so many options.
Yeah.
Like Madison didn't get in the squad, and he's a baller.
Yeah, he's been pretty poor since
he
came back.
He was in great form. But to not pick Madison and not pick some of the other attacking players.
I know what you mean.
Especially when it's such a large squad.
And how Danny Ings didn't get in the squad, that was the biggest one for me.
Bamford.
No, but I think Danny Ings is the only one that could replace Harry Kane is the lethal finisher.
I think when you watch Southampton play, sometimes they're so fucking boring though. But Danny Ings is so dynamic.
Yeah, but Ings still scores
an easier job.
Yeah, but Bamford scores a goal, but he misses so many chances.
That's what I'm saying.
17 Premier League goals and had 7 assists.
No, but honestly,
actually blows.
I know you're reading a stat. But
you can't.
If you watch the game,
you do.
Bamford misses a lot of chances.
Yeah, but do you not agree that Southampton plays so fucking boring?
Danny Ings is playing for an average Southampton side.
The opposite.
And if you get Danny Ings a chance, he'll score 1 in 2. Bamford would not score 1 in 2.
I agree. I totally agree.
Fair enough. So who are we agreed for the left wing?
I want Grealish.
I'd probably put Foden in there.
Yeah, I'd go Phil.
You want to say right?
I'd go Phil Foden left hand side. We play some Man City on the left, isn't it? So,
because you can only put Rashford on the left if you play Rashford.
I'd still go Grealish.
Put him on the right.
Oh, if we get like
who are you playing in 10 then? Let me know.
Actually, I'd potentially play Grealish at 10, and then I'd put Pace on the right. But let's not get into that yet. So
this is so hard.
That's what she said.
I'd be willing. Who are you putting? If you put in Foden on the left, I'd put Grealish in the 10.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't disagree with that.
Because mine...
Yeah. And they could both switch.
Yeah, mine is Grealish, Mount and Foden.
But I think there's not enough pace there.
I know what you're saying.
Because then we might have to put...
Anyway, let's stop the conversation. Let's get our teams and then we'll talk about the dynamics.
If we can't agree, we'd split.
No, I know, but let's just talk about them. We can get the dynamics.
We should talk about them three. Let's see the stats for the front four.
Let's say we know Kane's number one.
Yeah, that's agreed.
They've got Grealish, been in good form. Foden, Sterling. That's who they've got stats wise. Grealish, Foden, yeah. Sterling.
Well, I wouldn't mind that.
Agreed that Sterling's stats weren't that good.
Mate, I'm not second
most goals.
But at the end of the day, BLM.
I'm not going to complain to the website. You're in front of me.
Black Lives Matter. That's what I'm saying.
Sancho was second behind all the positions.
Yeah, but I don't. Well, I'm just going to jump the gun. I'd have Grealish 10, Sancho on the right to offer pace, and then have Big Harry up front.
I do believe we need one pace.
Look,
up front.
My original one right was Grealish, Mount, and Foden, and I kind of say what you're saying. So maybe I'd have Foden on the left, Jack Grealish in the middle,
and Foden and Jack can switch.
Yeah, and then exactly they can, and then you'd have Sancho on
or Greenwood.
On
right. To be honest,
I mean, now I'm thinking of dropping Greenwood in my squad.
You're not.
No,
I think Greenwood. I think if you're 1-1, and you've been Greenwood on the right, he can go either way. He's the only English player that can shoot equally off both feet.
Look,
and that is incredible.
The worst stats on here for that front three is Mount with 32 games, 6 goals and 5 assists.
But he does so much more,
doesn't he? But he also drops deeper.
Yeah, but if you look at Mount's running stats and his...
But that's what I'm
saying. We could drop him back to CDM, couldn't we?
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, if Henderson isn't fit, I'd play Mount next to Rice deep.
But then we're going backwards now.
But I think if you've got Rice and Henderson... If you've got Rice...
We've been going on backwards on this podcast since episode 1.
Yeah, true.
If you've got Rice and Henderson there, in that number 10, you want like the player who's going to get you the most in that position. And yeah. I think out of them...
If Noel's at centre-back, I'm going number 10.
I just...
Why did Kane have to drop his position like that? That's so annoying.
Gareth,
I can see where you're coming from. It's
so we've agreed on everything except the front four players. Yeah. So left midfield, Foden.
I'll go Foden then.
I'll agree with Foden on the basis that we're putting Grealish in the middle.
Grealish number 10.
Number 10,
yeah.
Right hand side, Sancho.
I'd do that as well.
I don't think I think Sancho driving down the wing. He's the only naturally right-footed right midfielder, so he can whip balls.
I think I would have to agree.
I want to see how it goes in the first game with these two.
Yeah, but that's not how things work, Pete. I might put Mount. That's not how it works, mate. You've got to make a decision before
You're
it.
You're not the fucking manager.
Oh, yeah.
Gareth, what we'll do, mate, right? We'll see how it goes.
I'd like to wait until the final. If we win, we win. Then
I know. Just find it tough.
I'd have Sadio Mane.
No, I'd go Sancho just to get pace in the wings.
Is he that quick, though?
He's like 9. I've been year 9.
Ah, cheers, mate. I appreciate it.
No, it's year 4, wasn't it?
No, that's my body. That's when I had the sick body.
Year 9 was the pain.
Yeah, the sick body. I'll let you.
year 9, we went toe to toe with Ben Compton.
I never forget when you went toe to toe with Kieran Trainor. He didn't move an inch.
And then last position, then I think we've
Harry Kane.
Yeah. That's
captain, leader, legend.
That's the first name in the team sheet.
World class player.
He's the only world class player in the England team.
Where'd he go in the summer?
Man City for
me. He's got to leave, hasn't he?
Yeah, he'll want to go Man City.
If he wants to win trophies, he can't gamble on United being good. If Solskjaer left and they brought in Conte enough.
I mean, I think the way he's definitely going to start as well at City, because they haven't really got that much of a recognised striker anymore.
United,
Jesus, he's way better than him.
He shouldn't go to United under Solskjaer, because I was all for Solskjaer and I thought they'll win the Europa League, they'll crack on. But that extra time performance was embarrassing. He didn't make any changes.
He missed Solskjaer.
Yeah. I was thought, like, you know, give him time. But
I really thought Cavani was going to bag another
one. But they didn't give him a chance because all the players were knackered and he
refused
to take a
change. Cavani had a
good
game. He probably had a good
Cavani chased back every ball. I thought he did a bit too much because you want a focal point of your attack, don't you?
True.
McTominay had a great game.
I wish McTominay was fucking English, to be honest, because I think he'd get in the England side.
The way he came out the second half, he was a complete, the only one with energy.
We probably put him in, wouldn't we?
He actually drove. Like, he's one of the few players. Like, you get centre midfielders who just pass backwards, sideways, but he drives forward. So it's like a young Kieran Howes.
Let's just recap the team then, because I feel like we've decided it now, haven't we?
Yeah, so we got Pickford, goalie.
Yeah.
Maguire, Stones.
Not allowed to be at centre-half.
Yeah. Luke Shaw.
Kyle Walker.
Rice and Henderson. Foden, Grealish, Sancho, Kane.
The Hurricane up front.
But who are you having in the squad then, backups? So I've got Chilwell, Mings, Cody and Trent as our backups at the back.
I'd agree with Trent.
I'd agree with Trent at backup.
I'd go Trent, Chilwell, Cody.
He's going to say what he's at, probably.
I just don't know another footballer.
He's not going to say Ben White. That's not going to be the next words out of his
mouth.
And Godfrey.
Godfrey. Rio Ferdinand.
Godfrey, Mings.
Yeah, I think we've got to have Mount back up midfield. Rashford's got to be in the squad.
Well, I've got so
Rashford can come on and do damage.
I think, and Calvert-Lewin. Calvert-Lewin.
Who you mixing up Calvert-Lewin with? It sounds like no one else. Or Bamford. They sound the same.
No.
Do you not think, based on the season, we haven't even mentioned him, Lingard?
I've got Lingard in my squad.
I think, I'd take him.
Jay Lings, yeah.
I think he's the only natural, the actual number 10 who you can bring on and be like.
Yeah. To be fair,
he's been on great form as well.
Yeah, but it's only season. Really, I can understand why Gareth the cunt.
Yeah,
he's not taking it, because the last 10 games really. But yeah. I think matters. I think he should sit Madison.
You've got a rock fucking boner for Madison.
He's a great player, mate.
He's got great, lovely eyes as well.
He's a cutie.
But who?
Cheers, Pete.
Like, who are you having as backup? Like, for Kane and up front,
Danny Ings.
You have an Ings,
Is he in the provisional squad though?
We've got a 26 man squad here.
But I think
you're taking Watkins.
Pete, am I wrong? Would you rather have one on one? All you answer this. Would you rather have Danny Ings clean?
We can't hear what you're saying, mate, because you haven't got it.
All right, autistic boy, calm down.
Fucking Mongol.
Would you rather?
All right,
would you rather?
No,
we can't hear you, mate.
Fucking idiot.
Would you rather have Danny Ings clean through, Patrick Bamford or Ollie Watkins? For me, Danny Ings all day.
Danny Ings all day. Agreed.
He's not in the squad.
But we've got to look at the ones that missed out.
But realistically, unless Kane gets injured, right, you're going to have Kane probably playing all 90 minutes and in extra time.
No, but that's the thing. If he gets injured, Ollie Watkins... I think he's a good player. I think at a better club he'd be great.
Do you agree though? Did you not
but think... I think Calvert-Lewin had a good season. I don't think he's a great player.
I don't think I'd have Calvert-Lewin here. I'd have Bamford over him.
But I think they're both missed chances.
I think Kane, like, when he played, he got the golden boot in 2018. But if you look closely at the game, I thought he got tireder and tireder as the season went on.
He was injured going into the tournament, wasn't he? So, I mean, he got the hat-trick against Panama, which is... I mean, I know he got golden boot, but...
He got a few penalties.
You could have got hat-trick against Panama. Everyone could have, apart from Noel.
Yeah, true. That's why Noel doesn't really know much about football, because he's never really played.
Football!
That's ridiculous. Why are you getting on a hype, you fucking drunk mess?
Say what, football? you got a hairband in.
No, the reason I take Watkins is because they were 1-0 up, or, it's 2-1, and there's 15 minutes left. Just fucking throw Watkins on and he'll press from the front.
I'm not against Watkins, I'm against Calvert-Lewin.
Yeah, I think I'd have Bamford over him, because I think if Kane was injured, I think Bamford would naturally fit into that Kane position over any other striker. And he's also scored 17 Premier League goals and got 7 assists, which is a fucking good season.
Yeah, he's done well. But I think you're right, though. He does miss quite a few chances. Leeds create so much.
Like, if you watch Bamford, like, my cousin's a Leeds fan. Honestly, you watch him and, like, he actually misses the easier chances. And then he fucking pulls a weldy out of nowhere and puts it in the top bins.
He scored a really good one against you.
Yeah. That's when he put it in the top corner. Season. And before that,
he missed the in there.
It's a bit like me. Weldy after weldy.
You never would have got them out to anywhere. I need it to feet!
Gareth! I told you.
Like, if you're playing football, like, you blame yourself if you play through a ball to gear and you're like, why did I do that?
Like, Foden! It's your fault. Philip! I've told you time after time, play it into my feet. I'm not fast. I'll finish it. It's your fault.
You've seen John Parkin play. Yeah,
Shout out to Under the Cosh. Have you listened to John Parkin's podcast?
No.
Oh, top quality. I haven't. We'll get there one day.
Well, I think that's pretty much done the England team, and I think that's done the pod. Any last words, really, lads? I think we've got a team.
All I want to know this whole podcast is, why are you wearing a headband?
Because I've got long hair.
It's pretty terrible. Tom Byrne.
Yeah. Don't say that. Don't say that. Yeah. Like
you're just a shit Thomas Byrne.
Know who Tom Byrne is, but
they will.
If you listen to
how many listeners should we have?
We're international, mate. We're international
for all our Peruvian listeners.
Yeah, our Peruvian listeners.
I've got a few listeners out of America.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I think that's pretty much done, lads. I think we've got the 11.
Absolutely. Coming up to the hour mark, as I can see.
I think season 2 absolutely smashed it, lads.
Yeah, good first episode, lads.
Anyone wants to sponsor us? Yeah, Nordic Spirit.
Yeah, and we're going to try and get ourselves in the pub as well.
And even Pete Shitbeer, we still want you to sponsor us.
Yeah, it's quite nice, isn't it?
You've changed your tune, haven't you?
Everyone's slated it, but it's quite a nice beer.
Yeah, and Peter Connolly, we're coming to Norton's.
It's all right if you're homeless. It's all right, isn't it?
£2, straight into Aldi.
It's all right if you have two mums.
Right, lads, thank you very much for the first pod. And I think that's it. Nice one.
See you later, lads.
See you next week.
See you, boys. Bye-bye.